Order. Order. The House will come to order straight away. Order.
MPs applauding the Speaker, Lockwood Smith, who just apologised to them for allowing question time to run for an hour and 20 minutes, rather like the bad old days.
And that brings to a close my final question time. I fear I've blotted my copybook in that it had taken somewhat longer than usual.
And that was because of two lengthy wrangles, one about the government's right to protect its education minister, Heikki Aparata, from opposition questions about the resignation of Leslie Longstone as Secretary of Education, and the other involving the Prime Minister, John Key, who faced the first question of the day.
Speaker, before I begin, can I wish you the best for your final question time? I'm sure you're back in London with warm memories of these times.
Mr Key's memories of Lockwood Smith's last question time might not be so warm after the Speaker stood by Labour's Annette King as she tried to make the Prime Minister answer her questions about housing affordability.
Where did he get the information that led him to state last week that it is ridiculous that developers can wait 6 to 18 months for resource consents to build residential homes in New Zealand?
Mr Key said he'd got that from his office.
But I can tell the member, in the time that I have been Prime Minister, I've heard much worse horror stories than 6 to 18 months in terms of getting resource consents.
To which Mrs King said there were accurate figures available from the Environment Ministry and the Productivity Commission.
Neither which back up his figures of 6 to 18 months.
Before asking this question.
What factors have now enabled the government to have built homes up to 300 square metres with four bedrooms for under $485,000 on prime land at Hobsonville, according to the Department of Building and Housing, not the one-bedroom or terraced housing that he claimed in an earlier question today?
Mr Key disputed those figures, prompting Mrs King to find another way of proving her point.
Mr Speaker, I seek leave to table a report from the Parliamentary Library for me regarding council resource consents, which states the figures Mr Key quoted cannot have come from the Ministry for the Environment survey, and they do not know where he has sourced them.
And Mrs King's Labour colleague Chris Hipkins had to settle for questioning State Services Minister Jonathan Coleman about the relationship between the Secretary of Education and her minister.
Mr Speaker, was it a ministerial decision to increase class sizes in last year's budget? A ministerial decision to propose closure and merger for schools in Christchurch? A ministerial decision to close Salisbury School, a decision overturned by the court? A ministerial decision to sign off the implementation of NovaPay? If so, why is it the Secretary of Education who is being asked to fall on her sword rather than the minister who actually made the decisions?
The Honourable Dr. Jonathan Coleman.
The Secretary of Education has not been asked to fall on her sword.
Jonathan Coleman's answer followed a lengthy argument, which began with Mr Hipkins explaining why he wanted to question Heikki Aparata directly.
A breakdown in a relationship between a minister and a chief executive is really something that only the minister whose relationship has broken down can be expected to answer for, and therefore the transfer of this question to the Minister of State Services seems to be an abuse of the transfer process, and that it is allowing a minister to escape answering for their own actions and the breakdown of the relationship with their own chief executive.
But for the government, their leader of the House, Jerry Brownlee, pointed out that chief executives were employed by the State Services Commission, getting the nod from the Speaker.
It seems not unreasonable that the question could be transferred to the Minister responsible, the Minister for State Services.
But Winston Peters intervened.
We could solve this problem because the expert on this question is here, and I seek leave for the Minister of Education to answer the question.
Mr Brownlee objected.
If that's the way you go, then I would suggest that we go through Speaker's rulings one by one, seeing if the House wishes to reconfirm them.
But after taking advice from the clerk, the Speaker said the government's right to transfer questions between ministers was not in jeopardy.
There's no reason why leave couldn't be sought for a question to be transferred to another minister, because it's very much in the hands of any member to deny it. It's not as if it's putting the House at any risk at all.
And with that, the Speaker invited Chris Hipkins to put his question.
Thank you, Mr Speaker, to the Minister of State Services. What were the factors that contributed to the strained relations that resulted in the resignation of Leslie Longstone as the Secretary of Education?
The Honourable Dr. Jonathan Coleman.
Mr. Speaker, as the member will be aware, there were several high-profile matters in education last year that contributed to strained relations across the education sector. Ms. Longstone's reasons for resignation are a matter between her and the State Services Commissioner.
I'm Tom Frewen, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.